we must listen to our instincts, and above our instincts, we must listen especially to the soul within. And this is an extremely important thing for us to listen to. Now, my soul within was telling me that there was something more powerful than having authority given to you by anybody here upon the earth. And that was your relationship between you and God. If you feel within yourself from the Spirit of God that you should do something, it doesn't matter who tries to talk you out of it. You should do it. It doesn't matter whether it be prophet, priest, or king, or even an angel of some kind appearing out of the blue. You must follow the highest you know. And none of us do that all the time. All of us are talked out of what we should do once in a while. I still find myself being talked out of it once in a while, even though I've been trying to correct myself again and again and again. And sometimes I hit it right, and other times I don't listen carefully enough. And I think all of us are in that boat. Sometimes we don't listen to the inner voice carefully enough. And the thing that all of us have to learn is listen to that inner voice when it speaks truly. And to recognize that inner voice is important, because for some of us, that inner voice is really just what we want. And when we pray for something, our prayers are answered because we get what we want rather than what the higher powers that be want from us. And when we yield our will to the will of God, then that inner voice will be strong and will be true. And we can try it and test it and find that it is reliable. But every time that something comes to us which is true from the Spirit of God, it will seem like there's an army begins to gather around us to try to distract us from following that voice. You ever had that happen? You get something in you that you know is true, and there's like an army begins together, or an army of forces to try to pull you away from it. Like when I received revelation that I was supposed to marry Artie, for instance, it was amazing the army that gathered around her to try to talk her out of marrying me. Her daughter thought that I was like a Jim Jones, and she called everybody she knew. Her dad, which is Artie's past husband, and convinced her that I was just some weirdo with one hand to blink like this, and I was just really weird. She pointed the weirdest picture. She called her grandma. Her grandma flew up here, immediately got on a plane to save her daughter from this terrible person. And her daughter just conjured up this image of me out of the blue and communicated it to everybody we knew. And within days, Artie had an army around her to try to talk her out of what she received within herself, because we both received a confirmation that we were supposed to be together. And to her credit, she didn't go back on her commitment. Most people do. I've seen this happen time and time again. People get close to the presence, and then an army of negativity comes to take them away from that next step. And they yield to that negativity. I've seen it happen time and time again. The negativity is so powerful. And then when you yield to it, you have a false sense of peace because you don't have the bedlam around you anymore. You seem to have a peace, but it's not the real peace. It's not the peace that Artie felt when I asked her what she was feeling. And she decided she wanted to pursue the real peace. And to her credit, she withstood all the assailment she got from her mother, her daughter, and everybody just about that came out of the woodwork that was beyond imagination. And she withstood them all, and she stood her ground, and we continued the relationship and are still together. And I'm very thankful that she stood her ground that way. Not very many people do. Because when you make a step forward, even if it's something simple, like say you want to quit smoking. Any smokers in the group? Rick is. Rick's good at quitting smoking. He's done it 100 times. But when you try to quit smoking, for instance, doesn't it seem like everybody that smokes just come out of the woodwork offering you cigarettes? It seems like an army comes to you to try to get you to start up again. It doesn't matter, but any step of progression that you make, you will have an army of negativity to try to pull you back, not only where you were before, but lower than you were before. Whenever you take the step forward, it's like the scripture that says, when the man casts out one devil, the devil goes forth and finds seven more evil than himself. And they come back, and they possess the man. And the last state of the man is worse than the first state. And this is what happened. It's dangerous to move ahead. I mean, it's actually dangerous. Dangerous to be a disciple of Christ. It's dangerous to be to move ahead. It's dangerous to progress. It's not easy. Because when you do, an army will surface. And they will. This army, coming out of the woodwork, and this army will have the faces of your friends. They will have the faces of your family. They will have the faces of your religious leaders. They will have the faces of your political leaders. They will have the faces of your neighbors. And they will all try to pull you back. So your final state will be worse than it was when you tried to make the step forward. And the only way through this is to take the step forward and stand. Stand on that step forward no matter what happens. And when you take that stand, you'll find out that all the winds and the storms that are surrounding you are illusion. They don't really exist. You just thought they exist. You give them power. But they do have no power. They have no power to pull you back. You just thought they had power. But when you really take a stand and make a firm decision, you can stand. And there's nothing that can pull you back. There's nothing that can stop you from your onward movement. Once you attain that faith in yourself and your relationship to the Spirit, that you can move ahead. Because remember, you can always move ahead. There is always a way. When you begin to make a step, and the more important the step it is, the more difficult it will be, and the greater will be the illusion that you must take a step backward. I think the goal of our relationship together is for us to always to take a step forward into higher spiritual consciousness, higher relationship between you and your soul, between you and the Spirit of God within yourself, and to take that firm step so that you will go where you have not gone before will be difficult. And when you take it, taking it isn't as hard as standing there after you have taken it. Once you take the step and then attempt to stand there and prepare for the next step, you will have a hurricane of force trying to pull you back. Even though when you have taken the step, it may not seem so hard at the first instant you've taken it, but to stand there and keep that communion with the higher parts of yourself and the higher parts of your connection with the Spirit of God. To be able to stand there requires the first key in the book, which is the power of decision. To decide a thing and then to stand. Remember the parable in the story? There were four guys that died in the parable. There were two paths. One path led to heaven, and one path led to hell. And it seemed very strange for these people following to be told this by this angel in the parable. And two of them were so terrified they did not even want to take a step. But one guy made a firm decision that he didn't know which path led to heaven and which path led to hell, but he was just supposed to choose one of them. But he decided no matter what happened, he was going to make the best of it and stand on the highest that he knew. And this is the way it is within our life. We don't know for sure if the decision that we make, the next decision we make, we don't know if it's going to lead us to heaven or hell, do we? Say you marry somebody. Let's suppose, anybody getting married in the near future?
No,
no wonder, because okay, because when you get married, you don't know if you're going to heaven or if you're going to hell, do you? I mean, you don't know that. Half the marriages lead to heaven. Well, maybe, well, it's some of them lead to heaven. And a good percentage of them lead to hell, don't they? So you don't really know for sure, even though the person may seem a nice person at the moment. You don't really know where it's leading. So when you get married, you're a little bit like the guy in the parable, but you have to say to yourself, I'm going to live by the highest I know and make the most of it. And that's about all you can do. But if you do that one thing, stand on your decision to live by the highest you know and make the most of it, and follow, be true to yourself, to the inner part of yourself, the highest inner part of yourself, you will come out a winner at the end.
Thank you for listening to the New Age Christian Synthesis Podcast. If you found that what you heard rang true for you, or you are interested in finding out more, please visit J.J. Dewey's website at freeread.com.